Lately, there's been a few opportunities for me to see around me, ways to make money, ways to cut back, ways to invest. And so I thought I'd share a few of those things that are kind of going through my mind right now. The first things first, though, I was reading some material about how to best take care of your finances. I was going through a number of books. I'd kind of been on a binge from the library, just grabbing books and going through old ones that I've been through many times, classics, as well as new books. Finance books, leadership books, parenting books, all kinds of things. Well, I guess nonfiction books, that is, for the most part. So as I was going through these books, one principle that's come up over and over again is pay for your kids' education. You know, their college. Save enough so you can pay for it. Now, I'd like to be neutral on the subject, but I can't be. As someone that paid for my own college and majority, if not all, of my wife's college, I know what that's all about, paying for your college. I know what it means to, as you probably do too. You're studying, you're going to classes or doing virtual classes, and you're working a job 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 hours a week. Is it easy? No. Would it be better to have a parent or parents pay your way? I submit strongly no. And here's why. That's enabling. It's not giving a hand up, typically. Kids that usually, what I've seen, and maybe you've seen this as well, usually when they're paid, they have their college paid for, they tend not to study as hard. They tend to play a little bit more. They tend not to appreciate what's really on the line when their own skin's in the game, their own money is in it. Sure, you could pay for it, but I don't know. I think that sets a pattern of we're going to constantly give. I believe children that are told from a very young age, you're not getting money for college. Or if we choose to, it'll be a small amount, but you're responsible for it. I believe, and I've seen, that they tend to study more diligently, get scholarships, work during college, and they learn what it means to have skin in the game, to be fully committed. Now, if you saved up all that money, some say, well, you save it up and then you can choose to give it to your kids. I don't know. Even when it came to giving cars to kids. We've bought 2 cars so far for kids. We didn't actually buy the whole cars for the kids. We bought half and they paid half so that they would be more responsible. When it came to college, we have 1 in college so far and we haven't paid every dime. We've paid some, but we've done it judiciously. We've thought about, when is it needed? And this child of ours in college has earned many mini scholarships and some bigger scholarships. And has worked 1 or 2 jobs, not full-time, not for a ton of hours a week, but enough to learn responsibility. We're firm believers that kids need to move out, learn things, get jobs, provide for themselves. So there's my little rant for the day, but I don't know, you might want to strongly consider as a husband and wife, as a family, are you really going to pay for your kids' education? And if so, why? Is it because they're incompetent? Is it really going to help them get better grades? Will they study harder when it's not their money? Go ahead, buy a kid a Corvette and see how well he takes care of it or she takes care of it. Usually when they buy some of themselves, they take better care of it. Same thing with a college education. There's my 2 cents worth. It may contradict, by the way, major financial pundits, and that's okay. You want multiple points of view and then decide what's best for you. Now, a few things have been going through my mind. We had a little gumball machine that was bought for one of our oldest children maybe a decade or so ago. I remember negotiating and buying, and we got a goodish deal on it. We didn't pay full retail like we did on another machine. We paid maybe $100 for a double-headed gumball machine. Over the last decade, it's been in our family. Some months and some years, it's brought in $4, $5, $6, $7, $8 for a 9-year-old or 11-year-old or 10-year-old. It's gone through 3 members of the family. They've sold it to each other and then they've invested. They've tried different products, whether it be Skittles or M&Ms or different candies in there. They've seen what sold, what hasn't. They've experienced vandalism. They've experienced broken machines and repairs. They've learned small business ownership. And then one of the first owners of the machine ended up going to a triple-headed gumball machine and started making anywhere from $10 to $40 a month in profit as a little preteen. So pretty cool. But that machine started not making as much money, getting a lot more repairs. And the person that owned it, our youngest, decided to sell it. Sold it for about $35 after 10 years of ownership in the family. Didn't make a ton, but now cut her losses and using that $35 as a potential investment in her older brother's lawn mowing business that he started about 2.5 years ago. She's looking at potentially either renting or buying his equipment that he invested in. She's looking at making a couple hundred bucks a week, perhaps, as a 14-year-old. Not bad. That'd only be about 6 or 7 months of the year, but 200 bucks a week. That means she can buy a lot of her own things. She can invest. She can do what she calls the three jars, where she can have investing, savings, and giving. Kind of cool to start them young and have them learn those things, right? I've also been thinking a little bit. We had a water leak. Water leak is one of those things when you have a water leak in your home, you know, the hot water heater or something's going on the fritz. Emotions get involved. You make quick decisions. You hurry up and get a $150 an hour plumber, get them over there, pay a few hundred bucks and get it down. Or maybe you take off work, do it yourself, spend hundreds of dollars of your income and time to fix it yourself. But it's got to be fixed. It's emotional because of hot water, you know, it's going all over the floor and it's going to ruin your house. Well, my wife shut off the hot water. We talked. We had a few good ideas. She had actually most of the ideas. She reached out to a couple plumbers. They weren't able to do it. We asked a friend we bought to help out. We took care of the parts, bought the parts. Melissa did. This friend took 5 minutes to fix the problem. We offered money. He declined. He's done that before. So we've tried to make sure that we get right and still give. And so we have a plan to be able to get even, if you will, and to be able to pay this person that helped us 5 minutes of his time. Nothing out of pocket for us other than some parts, some inexpensive parts. Of course, we're going to give some money back and take care of that person that so kindly helped us. Interesting, though. It didn't cost hundreds and hundreds of dollars. We didn't panic. We made some calls. We discussed. We researched. We discussed. We researched the doctor method. Discuss and research. DNR. Well, then there's another thing that I was thinking about. A business complex with 6 or 7 businesses in it. Contracted with someone to plow their parking lot. The person skipped snowstorm number 1, skipped snowstorm number 2, and on snowstorm number 3 decided to come so late in the day that it caused some major challenges with people parking the parking lot. When there's a problem, someone once said, you can make money. Solve other people's problems and make money. So entrepreneur thought, what if I get an ATV, an old used ATV, not a new one, but an old one, $600-$700 ATV that works still, and put on a plow, or maybe buy one with a plow. And then, you know how they charge at commercial buildings, $500, $600, $700 for each plow. So if it snows 3 times in a day, they charge $2,100, $1,500, $2,100 just a plow for that one day. So this person, this entrepreneur thought, what if I get an ATV with a plow on it and spend under $1,000? I could have it paid off in 1 or 2 days, depending on snowstorms. Well, what if this business buys the machine for me? And then what if I use that to plow 2, 3, 4, 5 times a year? The ATV becomes free. So does the plow. Now you have a plow and an ATV for your own driveway and this commercial property. What if your teenage son uses it to plow a commercial complex or two? What if they make several hundred or a few thousand dollars a winter just by simply learning the principle of getting up early, occasionally, not every day, but occasionally? Would the teenager do it? Well, the entrepreneur asked this teenager and the teenager said, yes, I'd get up at 4 or 5 a.m. to make an extra $400 or $500 before school 1 or 2 days every few weeks during the winter. Well, there you have it. Just some thoughts, ideas going through my mind and things that I've seen around me, ideas. I hope you'll learn and practice what it means to research, to discuss and research and do some more, and not to get so emotionally attached that you hurry up and try to solve a problem. Good luck with your finances, discussing and researching and implementing.